Component 14, Unit 5, Audio Transcript. In this unit, we will discuss system and database architectures used in commercial electronic health records. Healthcare organizations may have different requirements for an EHR. Understanding the hardware and software architectures of various commercial EHRs may help organizational planning and decision-making for selecting, installing, and using an electronic health record, EHR. In this unit, you will learn about system and database architectures used in commercial EHRs and the need for EHRs to exchange information with pharmacy, laboratory, and other systems. We will discuss differences between thick and thin client EHR deployments, review operating systems and databases used by EHRs, including how database architecture can impact performance and extensibility. Finally, we will briefly discuss security, auditing, and performance monitoring. Let's begin by defining precisely what is meant by the term electronic health record, or EHR. Generally speaking, an EHR is a software program providing a systematic collection of electronic health information about individual patients. EHRs exchange information with other clinical systems, such as those containing pharmacy, laboratory, radiology, or other information. EHRs store patient health information in some type of database. This graphic shows a sample EHR architectural diagram. Client terminals, typically desktop computers, communicate with the EHR application server. Data are stored to and retrieved from a database, sometimes referred to as a clinical data repository. Ancillary systems, such as those containing pharmacy, laboratory, or radiology information, exchange data with the EHR. Sometimes in electronic health record installations, we use the term back-end to refer to the database server and application server. The front-end of the system is where clinician interaction occurs, a desktop computer or perhaps a mobile device. A thick client or fat client application processes most or all of its business logic on local computing resources, for example, the desktop PC. Thick client applications provide rich functionality independent of a central server. In contrast, a thin client application relies on its server to process most or all of its business logic. Web-based applications are blurring the lines between thick and thin clients. For example, Google Docs provides much of the functionality of thick client office software via the World Wide Web. A common technology employed by EHR vendors to provide a thick client user experience without having to deploy EHR software to hundreds or thousands of individual computers is the Citrix Independent Computing Architecture, ICA. ICA is a proprietary protocol for an application server system that permits ordinary Windows applications to be run on a suitable Windows server and for any supported client to gain access to those applications. This graphic shows an example EHR hardware configuration that uses the Citrix Independent Computing Architecture, ICA, protocol. Each production application server may host 20 or more application sessions. In other words, user sessions of the EHR. A large EHR deployment, for example, most hospitals or ambulatory practice facilities with more than 100 providers, will typically include test, development, and training environments. An EHR software platform consists of the operating system used by the back-end servers and front-end clients, as well as the database software employed by the system. Most EHRs use servers that run Unix or Windows Server software. Front-end clients may use Windows, Linux, and macOS for desktop computers, or BlackBerry, iPhone, or Android software for mobile devices. Common database software used by EHRs include IBM DB2, Oracle, Microsoft SQL Server, and InterSystems Cache. Most EHR databases rely on either a relational or hierarchical data model. Relational databases include IBM DB2, Oracle, and Microsoft SQL Server, while Cache is the most common hierarchical database. A relational database is a collection of data items organized as a set of formally described tables, from which data can be accessed or reassembled in many different ways without having to reorganize the database tables. The standard user and application program interface to a relational database is the Structured Query Language, or SQL. This graphic shows a hypothetical relational database model. Separate tables exist for patient, physician, and inpatient encounter. The tables can be joined together to create Structured Query Language, SQL, queries. Unlike a relational database, hierarchical databases organize data into a tree-like structure. The structure allows repeating information using parent-child relationships. Each parent can have many children, but each child only has one parent. In hierarchical databases, all attributes of a specific record are listed under an entity type. This graphic shows a hypothetical hierarchical database model for a collection of patients. The tree-like structure is evident. We will present a brief summary of vendor-specific system architectures for selected inpatient and ambulatory EHRs. EHR products evolve rapidly, so it is important to seek up-to-date information from the vendors themselves or from reliable sources. Two possible sources of EHR information are the Online Buyer's Guide, published by the Health Information Management System Society, HIMSS, pronounced HIMS, and the resources available from KLAS, pronounced Class Research, LLC. This screen shows an example of the HIMSS Online Buyer's Guide. This screen shows the vendor search function on the Class Research website. Epic offers an integrated suite of healthcare software centered on a hierarchical MUMPS/Cache database. MUMPS, which is an acronym for Massachusetts General Hospital Utility Multiprogramming System, or alternatively M, is a programming language created in the late 1960s, originally for use in the healthcare industry. MUMPS is designed for multi-user database-driven applications. While it's not especially common outside of healthcare, it predates C and most other popular languages in current usage. InterSystems Cache is a database management system from InterSystems Corporation. It provides object and SQL access to the database, as well as direct manipulation of Cache's underlying data structures. InterSystems claim that Cache is the world's fastest object database. It runs on a variety of operating systems. This slide shows the technical specifications for the EPIC EHR provided by the vendor to Class. Be sure to check the website for up-to-date information. The technical architecture employed by Eclipsys may be changing as a result of their recent merger with Allscripts in September 2010. Their acute care EHR offering, Sunrise Clinical Manager, uses SQL Server as its underlying database and operates as a thick client, Windows Forms application. The application was developed using Microsoft.NET technologies and is typically deployed via Citrix ICA. The following slide shows Eclipsys technical specifications reported to Class. This slide shows QuadRammed CPR's technical specification reported to Class. This slide shows Next-Gen EMR, class. eClinicalWorks is a privately held company offering a single integrated system for practice management, EHR, billing, and a personal health record. eClinicalWorks is based on Java, MySQL, and Apache Tomcat. The expense of deployment is $10,000 plus equipment, although the Primary Care Information Project, PCIP, enables physicians in New York City to obtain the software for $4,000 plus equipment. The technical requirements for deploying eClinicalWorks in a small practice are listed here. Server, application/database/FTP/reporting. 2 Intel dual-core 1.6 GHz or faster processors. 4 GB or more of RAM. 60 GB or bigger hard drive. Windows 2003 server 64-bit. Minimum RAID 1, mirrored drives. Standard tablet or desktop PCs with MS Office, fax server, laser printer slash scanner slash UPS. Once an EHR has been installed, it is important to monitor its function and use. Three areas of monitoring are security, system use, and performance. With respect to health information technology, security can be defined as the set of administrative, technical, and physical safeguards established to secure protected health information. The 2009 high-tech legislation expands the security and privacy requirements of Health Insurance Portability Accountability Act, HIPAA, pronounced HIPAA, forcing healthcare organizations to address many facets of electronic health record security. The American Health Information Management Association Workgroup on Security of Personal Health Information recommends the following EHR security features. Role-based security that restricts access to predefined categories of patients, encounters, and documents based on the access a user needs to perform his or her job. VIP status indicators that restrict especially identified patients and encounters to those individuals with permission for VIP encounters and patients. The ability to assign an alias to a patient or encounter to mask patient identity. The ability to restrict patients from physicians who are not the physician of record, for example, attending, admitting, surgeon, and consulting. The ability to block access to a specific progress note or lab result, and the ability to track versioning or mask sensitive entries for release of information. Most EHRs provide basic auditing capabilities that allow administrators to see who viewed or edited information in a patient's chart. Audit logs are beneficial for enhancing information security, but if architectured correctly, they can also provide data about system use. For example, a healthcare organization may want to answer questions such as, how many clinicians are using the system? What are peak times of system usage? And how much time do clinicians spend on specific tasks, such as note writing? This graphic depicts various relationships between different types of clinical users to provide insight into reading and writing of clinical notes. This diagram was generated using EHR audit logs and lets us identify, for example, that more nurses read resident physician notes than vice versa. This screen in this slide is a prototype dashboard for real-time monitoring of EHR system use and performance. It was designed for the Eclipsis EHR by a third-party software vendor, Corman Technologies Incorporated. Dashboards like this are helpful for administrators seeking to understand system use and can help IT personnel track down performance issues.